Blog Talk Radio.
Time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast, and today's date is 4/9/2022. Yes, it is. It's April the 9th, 2022, and I want to say happy birthday to my daughter-in-law. She had her birthday, and if she's listening, happy birthday, sweetheart, and God bless you. You're tuned into the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm your host, Michael Gay. And today we have a full plate. Trust me, a full plate. You do not need an appetizer. We have a full plate of great entertainment, great conversation. Top of this hour, we're going to be talking to a gentleman that has been on the show before. And when I heard his new single, that is actually climbing the charts basically around the world. I mean, in England, those folks just know good music, and we're going to talk about that too, how the English have so much love for R&B. Mr. Joe Levy is going to be joining us at the top of the hour, and then later on, we're going to have the amazing Mr. Lilo Thomas chime in because he was just inducted into a Hall of Fame last weekend. And Denise L. Wilkerson is going to join us, which she's one of our co-hosts, from the legendary Ladies of Sky, Denise L. Wilkerson, right? Okay, she's going to join us because she was at that event, and she can chat it up with Mr. Thomas, Lilo Thomas, about the event and share with us the other great artists who were also inducted. But first and foremost, I have to bring in my co-host, the one and only Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis. What's up, Janet? Happy Saturday to you. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There she is.
There
yeah. Hey, Michael. How are you this evening? You doing okay?
I'm doing fine. It's just been a hectic, well, as you know, it's been a hectic week working on the flyers, getting this all together. And, you know, as we always say, we're that variety show, and we try to, you know, have something different and new and fun. And, you know, it takes time to put it all together. Thanks to you for having the patience with me and others to put together
no
these flyers.
They probably thought I was crazy sending them so many flyers.
Yeah, they probably think we both are, but we try to be up to date and we have to be on point. Okay, so I have to see if Mr. Levy is here. Let me see if Joe Levy is here. I do see a secret squirrel here. Now, some people do that. They will call in under a 111 number, and that's understandable. So I don't think Joe is under the 111, but anyway, I see a hand up. I see a 111. I think I know who that 111 is. Do you think you, I mean, Janet, can you take a guess? Okay, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
I'm not going to put you in the spot, okay. One moment, please, because as usual, Blog Talk sometimes want to act a little crazy when you first open up the board. So I'm trying to go ahead and make sure that that's not a glitch there. All right, so hold tight for a minute. Let me see something here.
All right.
I think that might be Joe. I think so. You guys just bear with me. I'm going to come right.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Can't wait.
So it is our guest. I want to make sure I got his mic open correctly. And, of course, I do. So you guys, please, without further ado, please welcome to the show. I'm going to call him the master guru because the way he put together songs, he puts together some ingredients, and he comes up with a recipe that is no fail. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Joe Levy. Hey, Joe, what's up, my brother?
How you doing, Mike? How you doing, sister and brother? It's nice to have you. Thank you so much for inviting me. Really glad to be here.
Okay, city audience. Thank you. Okay, audience. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Let the brother speak. Happy Saturday, my brother.
Thank you, brother. It's very wonderful. It's great to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for inviting me. And thanks for all the kind words about the new music.
Oh, man. It's
really
good. Look, when I first, actually, to be honest with you, a friend of ours, Grace, who lives in Hawaii, the amazing Grace, she asked me, have you heard Joe's new song? I said, no. She said, you got to listen to it. So after listening to it 511 times, I'm like, damn, I got to have Joe on the show with this one. I mean, granted, you have some great music, but this here, this is fire, my brother. Truly fire.
Thank you, bro.
And, you know, when I listened to it and I saw the video, and I want you to share on that because there's two music videos, and you and I were just discussing that. But still, either way, I mean, the song is just so so moving, and the groove is just so awesome. I love the way you guys arranged it, the horns, the strings, the flute, which you don't hear much in many songs. But just share with us a little bit how Love Me To My Soul came about. I mean, that's heavy, bro.
It's a beautiful song written by myself and Lou Lang. I got the concept from my videographer, Gina, who is at time in a long-term, long-distance relationship with her then-fiancé. They live in different countries. She's an American, and he's from Europe. And they've been dating for quite some time. And just in talking to her about their relationship, I found out that they had been celibate in this pursuit. And I thought that was interesting. I was like, so no sex? She said, absolutely not. She said, you know, we love each other. We spend time together. And I go there, I go there. But there's no sex before marriage. And I just, she's been married before. I got mm-hmm. kids. But this time around, it was about, she said, and then she made the comment, I need to know that he loves me to my soul. And I like,
wow.
I was like, wow, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. I mean, it really is. And I understand it, being that I've been married for years, divorced, and now I'm in pursuit of the same kind of thing. I completely understand where she's coming from. You know, once you put sex into the equation in a relationship, it changes the dynamic completely. The curiosity ends. There are so many things mm-hmm. that end when the sexual energy takes over in the quest mm-hmm. for discovering that person. And so I really understand the value of what they were doing. And I really understand it to the point to where I'm thinking, damn, that's a pretty awesome quest to embark upon. Thus the song came. And, you know, I'm just basically talking about what they're talking about, you know, how that mm-hmm. would make me feel. Because if you got that one, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? And now they're married. So, you know, mm-hmm. that works for them because now they are married and still in their pursuit, you know, trying to bring the two countries together. So it's just a beautiful thing, and I thought the song worked. I thought it was meaningful, especially in today's instant vast world where we have devolved into this, you know, we don't love nobody, we don't feel nothing for no woman, you know, this I can do it by myself. All the things that have mm-hmm. ruined our whole love lives and adult families and everything that's just gone bad in us, this was kind of the reverse of that. And, you know, I like to make positive records, man. I'm so tired of hearing negative records, you know, and it just hurts my soul because music should inspire us to do and feel and love, you know, smile, mm-hmm. and feel joy. At least the music that I grew up with did.
Right.
So,
well, I mean,
I'm still involved
in
love.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm still invested in the love business, man. I mean, you know, it's getting harder to promote. You know, love records aren't very popular. But I'm mm-hmm. in the love business, man. I love our people. I love women. I love what the women in my life that have loved me into existence have all been instrumental and profoundly impacted me. So it's good, man, to spread love and the ideas, just like an inside you, man. You know, that song is about somebody that really gave me something that I couldn't give back. So I'm trying to make records, man, that resonate with me in a real way, and I think that's why they're resonating with everybody else. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for your support. Man, I'm such a Lilo fan. When you said Lilo Thomas, man, bro, Sexy Girl was one of my favorite cuts when that shit came out. But Sexy Girl, and Lilo was that dude for us back in San Diego. So I'm excited to hear his interview later, man. And the ladies of Sky, man, what a phenomenal group, because Sky was about that. And all that music was great music, you know. Mm-hmm. Sexy Girl was
still
about,
is.
Man, I'm meeting you. Baby, let me touch you. I mean,
right.
you know, that's where I come from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Please, baby, please, baby, baby, please. Baby. I love that. I love that little bit. So, you know.
Well, dude, he's going to join us. He's going
to
join us at 6.
Yeah, man.
Well, he's
going to
join us at
6:35,
so I hope you will hang around because he's going to join us at 6:35. He's going to be on, and I'm sure he'll love for you to share that because he's been on the show before, and he was just recently honored, as I said, and he's going to share that. Along with Denise L. Wilkerson, one of our co-hosts here of the legendary Ladies of Sky. Oh, yeah, man, Lilo.
Yeah,
and if you think about that time, and I want to share that too, the producer at the time was Kashif, and he had Lilo
mm-hmm.
Thomas. He had Evelyn Champagne King. That Kashif sound was just so awesome, you know. And unfortunately, you know, we lost our brother a while back. But, man, he's going to join us. But let's stick to you and what you're doing. Now, there's another individual named Elson Kendrick who's been on our show. And mm-hmm. I love this brother. He's just so awesome, just like yourself and everything. And then I looked at this chart. I saw you were number one on the soul charts. And over in the European countries, you
wow.
and Ellison were neck and neck, right? You guys were neck and neck. His single and your single were 7 and 8, okay? And I'm like, wow, that's awesome,
wow.
You know? So that
you
goes
know,
to prove that
I'm
going to have
on.
Some good
yeah,
guests on the show.
You know, the Brits, man, are just wonderful, you know? They really...
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful people, man. And they love our music.
Yeah.
They're very supportive. I find a lot of credibility with people in the UK. I wish we had a little bit more of that here. There's a lot of gamesmanship that goes on this side that I haven't found as deeply rooted in my business endeavors in the UK. So as a musician, it makes me even more excited about going there and performing and promoting the music there because, you know, people do what they say and they say what they do in most cases.
Okay.
It's good that we're starting to get some love here in the United States. We're still trying to find a way to get to the right radio. It's wonderful to have so many internet stations playing us and supporting us, but you know we've got to get to satellite radio in order to have the kind of global appeal that makes this financially viable. That puts us on a platform where people know who we are in the places where we can now go and perform. And so that's what we're trying to get to. And I think these records are good enough. It's a matter of having the gatekeepers and finding those people and being able to reach out to those people. And I haven't been able to achieve that. So that's why the records
exactly.
are only reaching limited success. But it certainly isn't about the quality of the music. I think the records speak for themselves. And I'm really glad to be connected with Derek Allen, who is, you know, also Kim's producer and producing music for him
yeah.
and several other major artists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I work with some awesome instrumentalists like Norbert Stachel, who's playing flute on this record, and Steve Heinemann, who's playing trumpet on Inside You. And my next, you know, we've got a beautiful album that's going to encompass reggae, gospel, you know, smooth, R&B. The album is going to be like, it's going to remind you of Stevie Wonder's Secret Life, you know, how many different genres he covered in that album, and it all went together. This will kind of be,
right.
I'm hoping, along the same lines of that, because we have a lot of
okay.
music across the
yeah,
spectrum.
I want to chime in real quick here, because Derek D.O.A. Allen, by the way, I reached out to him, and, he's doing the thing for Kim, you know, he produced Kim, of
mm-hmm.
course, he produces you, he did the string arrangements on this cut, and I don't want to really drag on, because I definitely know that folks want to hear the song if they haven't heard it yet, but Derek is actually here in Atlanta right now,
yes,
for Kim,
with Kim.
And the whole tour, and along with Babyface, you know, what can you say when you got a Kim and a Babyface on stage? You know, that's one hell of a show. Without even seeing it yet, you know it's going to be a hell of a show.
Mm-hmm.
So Derek is here. I reached out to him. He said he's going to try to chime in, but I can understand if he can't because, you know, for 2 nights in a row here in ATL, I'm pretty sure he's going to be very busy.
He's been extremely busy, bro. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure he needs all the rest he can get. Derek works nonstop.
Exactly.
He's nonstop.
Exactly.
You know, Derek is about his business and the business of making greatness. And Kim is on a whole different plateau right now.
Right.
He's a
and by the way,
he's all right.
He shared with me that he's going to be producing Kim's next album. So, you know, and for you folks that are listening,
yes.
Hey, look, these cats are, I mean, you know, when you listen to music on the radio, that's what's programmed for you to listen to. There's other venues, there's other sources of hearing good music, okay? And like I said, you know, I was just so moved by, you know, not just this one song by Joe Levy, but so many of his tracks are such great stories that you don't have to be an old schooler. You could be a young person. He tells stories in these songs that I'm pretty sure you have or will experience. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and play the song. Please do me the favor and introduce the new single.
Hi, this is Joe Lieber with Michael Gary. We're right here, and we're getting ready to introduce our new single, Love Me to My Soul, featuring Norbert Stachel on the flute. I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome back to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. That was Joe Levy with Love Me to My Soul. Man, Okay, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to let my co-host, Janet Davis, one of my co-hosts here. Janet, hello. What you think about this one?
I had to, Mike, I had to take myself off mute. Sorry about
okay,
that.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, your love songs, they're fantastic. Especially when you can't express yourself and you don't know how to put the right words in your mouth or put them together to tell somebody just how much you love them, all they got to do is, like Lucas says, turn out the lights, light a candle, put one of your songs on, and you make it happen.
Thank you,
especially,
I appreciate that.
Especially the one that you just played, the Love Me to My Soul. You really touch a person's soul. I have nothing else to say. Keep doing it.
You know, that's pretty much true. That's pretty much true. A lot of people always have. It's always been the way to do. Is that where, you know, if you can't put it in the words, play the music, right? And
You know, man, I'll tell you what. That is so true, because there were songs that I played many a times when you remember Car Wash came out with I Just Want to Get Next to You? Man, let me tell you something. How many times have I played that one?
Yeah.
There are so many, you know what I'm saying? Or especially them Al Green records. Let's Stay Together, and you know what I mean? You know, that stuff, that was the soundtrack of my life. So I grew up listening to Paul and, Marvin and Al Green.
Oh, yeah.
My
DJ Rogers,
on repeat,
and DJ Rogers, a bunch of them that would speak for
Al Green was on repeat.
Oh,
okay, that was one that was on repeat at my house. Al Green, my mama loved her some Al Green, boy.
Well, I love Al Green, but I liked Luther too.
Oh, Luther was just. He was such an elegant performer. His voice, no one had that baritone like him. He just had that beautiful blackness about his voice. That was unique. You knew it was him the moment he opened his mouth. There was no one that sounded like him.
Right.
And I loved his delivery. You know, he was honest about his music. Just a brilliant performer, man, and always delivered in concert. You know, Lucha, come,
you're
going
to give me all. Yeah, let me ask a question about this, because the thing is that, in fact, you're right. I still watch clips of Luther in concert, especially when he was in the round. There was one, I think, where he did In the Round. I think it was from London, England, which we're talking about the English. And, I mean, those folks would damn near get on their feet after he sung every song. They would give him a standing ovation almost after every song. What's happening here, though?
He's an American artist.
Well, what I'm saying is, these are American artists, and I just want to get your view. And I've always asked all my guests, especially my musical guests, what is it about the music overseas? How it's being received there? The R&B, the classical stuff, is so different than the way it is here. And then also I want to ask you about Janet. You know, I always ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
With the new genre, we never heard of an R&B artist, I'll say it again, threatening or another R&B artist with harm in their songs, threatening their lives and this and the other. But in the hip-hop, well, I won't say hip-hop, rap. There's a difference between hip-hop and rap. In the rap community, we're seeing where individuals are killing each other. I've never heard a rock and roll artist or heard of a rock and roll artist killing another rock and roll artist over their words and their music. I've never heard of a country artist doing a ride-by shooting. I say that in a joking way, like on a horse, whatever, but...
That's right.
You know,
don't
you never
joke about
this.
It because it's serious.
But it's serious.
Don't see record labels promoting that. They don't promote it because it's hazardous to those communities. They only promote what's hazardous to our community, because of who we are and what we represent. There's no small matter that the most degraded music in the industry has been produced by us now. I say that proudly. I say that fearlessly because I'm an older man and I will call out what I see as garbage. And what we're producing is garbage. It's garbage because it's leading us to garbage behaviors and garbage ideas and garbage caricatures. These aren't ladies. When I was a kid, we had ladies' night. This isn't ladies. These aren't ladies anymore. This is ugliness in its face, and it's all about us doing it to ourselves because we're looking for a bag and adulation. And it's because of the people that own these outlets, that own these major media outlets and these Grammys and all these things. They have one mission for our people, and they always have. Before, they had to use others outside the community to drive us into despair. Now they don't they no longer have to do that. The KKK has never been as effective at killing black people as we are at this particular moment in time. So they've won on that front. We're now seeing ourselves with such hate and such despair that the most dangerous job in our community is rapping. That is just who we are. We can't blame anybody for that. This is what we're doing to ourselves. Yeah, they promote it. They give money for it, millions and millions of dollars. They just gave this little Dirk $40 million contract. What is kind of art is he offering for $40 million? The kind that will take 10 or 15 more young kids and have them go out here and shoot down 60 or 70 more people. That's how valuable this is to the people that own us. I say that as a free black man who is disgusted by what we've turned out to be. Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave, and so is Malcolm X, and so is everyone else that's out here trying to lead us by example, because we're devolving into something that's killing us and killing our children. I don't know how to fix it, but to the extent that I try to bring positivity to the game, that's my effort. I wish more of us, especially the men, would take that as a challenge, because rap and hip-hop is a very powerful medium, and it doesn't have to be so destructive and so murderous.
Right.
We're beautiful, and
rap wasn't always that way. You know, rap was a fun genre of music. It was. You know, we had the Sugar Hill Gangs, and we had those type of songs that was fun. But then all of a sudden, the gangster rap and this and the other.
Well, still, hip-hop isn't the only destructive music out here. You know, R&B has turned out to be quite destructive now. Listen to the subject matter. And I'm not an old fogey, right? This is an old fogeyism here. It's about art. And you are what you eat. I'm not mad at having people make the kind of music they make. I am mad that we don't have a diverse feeding of music, that our kids can't eat Mozart, and they can't eat Gladys Knight, and they can't eat, you know, all the great artists that are still elevated. They can't eat Esmeralda Spalding and all these great black artists that are out here walking around the stages with half nothing on and talking about, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got my ring. That's not a message that all children need to be hearing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put that message out, that's fine, but can we have other messaging? Can we have other things? Can we go to other concerts that are being promoted heavily? Doesn't seem so.
But now, if you have a song, which I told you when I spoke with you, because I was listening to your link, and you have a song in a guy named Joe album called Hurt People. Tell us a little bit about that, because I really want to play that. Because, to be honest, I think that is a message in that song. Can you share a little bit about that? Because I really like the song and the story behind it.
It's not a positive song. The songs that I've written, Hurt People is a very beautiful piece of music, but I was really hurting when I wrote it.
Okay.
It was personal because it was coming out of my spirit, and I needed to release some of the pain that was eating me up alive, because I was in a really dark, depressed place when I wrote that song. And that song was kind of a way for me to release some of that. And that's where it came. It's true. I mean, you know, it speaks to a lot of conditions for all of us, because hurt is something that we all experience. But at that particular time that I wrote that song, Michael, I was, I was deeply depressed, and that was a way for me to kind of deal with that depression. And it sounds
but I
like
the way that you did it. But the way you did it, you
thank
did
you,
it through song. You didn't act.
I appreciate that.
Right.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But, you know,
right.
A lot of people do. And when you, you know, just the, and again, man, you know, we see, when I say a lot of people do, look at the kids that just came here to Sacramento and opened fire on innocent people, man. What kind of pain, how do you see yourself when that is your goal in life? What's going on in your mind and your spirit when you get out of jail and you want to go get an automatic weapon and pull up on the street and just spray people?
Mm-hmm.
This is what
so can I ask
we're
you,
at now.
But can I ask your permission if you feel comfortable or not? I mean, it's up to you.
Sure.
Can I share this song?
Yeah.
Because you said this is at the time, but this
absolutely
is a song
I talk about gun violence.
I think it's a great, right, it's a great message. And as I said, I was just running through your playlist, and this song hit me. And it made me think about what's happening today. And we have to really listen. And to be honest, and I always try to tell folks, a lot of folks say to me, Mike, you know a lot of different songs. Mike, you know a lot of different people. Mike, you know when you hear a certain sound in a song, because I analyze it, I listen to it, I listen to every aspect of it, because they put that in the song for a reason. You know, every instrument is for a reason. Every sound is for a reason. When a writer creates a song or producer, they put that in there for a reason. It could be kind of buried. You don't have to hear it. You just have to feel it. So, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and play this, and you guys listen to the lyrics, listen to the stories, because this is what, or the story, this is what's really happening in society today. This is Joe Levy with Hurt People. We'll be right back. Okay, Blog Talk, don't mess up on me. Here we go. Okay, Blog Talk wants to mess up on me. All right, so let me see if it's going to go ahead and pinwheel for the next 5 minutes or not. And if I can get it to play, because I do have it here on the board. All right, so I apologize, you guys. Seems to be having an issue to play the track. It's not coming up. So I'm going to go ahead and pause it and get back to Joe. I'm looking at the board because right about now, Mr. Lilo Thomas should be chiming in. And I'm looking for him on the board. And Lilo, if you hear on the board, information as far as when you're going to call in. And now I'm getting a call from Denise L. Wilkerson. Hold on a minute. You guys, I apologize. One moment. Oh.
Oh,
you there?
I dropped the phone. Shoot. You want me to dial on the other line?
Yeah, call in to the show.
On the 516, right?
Yes.
My bad.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Am I back? Janet, can you hear me? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. All right, I just got to call. Okay. All right, so for some reason, Blog Talk is not allowing me to bring up Hurt People. But I'm glad that you shared that. And so for you guys who are listening to the show, Joe, you have been kind enough to share a lot of your stuff on YouTube, you know, instead of where some, you know, we'll give a little sample and then everything, but you share a lot of your stuff on YouTube, and which is great, to give them a little sample of what's going on and what's coming up. Without further ado, I want to go ahead and get you to go ahead and share with us, and I don't know why this song is pinwheeling. Please accept my apologies to all the listeners. I don't know, but that's Blog Talk Radio sometimes, how the board works. Share what's coming up, because Love Me To My Soul is just one track out of many tracks you have coming soon, correct?
Right, right. Well, the first song on the album that we released was Inside You, which was a smash for us, one of our biggest records to date. Inside You has just been a real, real joy to have that record, and it's still circulating. It's moving in the United States finally. It took us all this time to start getting played here in the United States. So that was
okay.
The first single that we released. That went to number one in the UK and was also a Soul Track Song of the Year nominee. And I also got nominated for Soul Track Male Vocalist of the Year behind that song. So I was really, really pleased that the critics really loved the first single on the album. The second single is, of course, Love Me to My Soul. The new album is called A Soul on Fire. I'm deliberately leaking, you know, putting out one track at a time because I'm an independent artist. And the last time I released an album, nobody heard the records.
Well, let's go ahead and get into Inside You. Let's go ahead and play Inside You. And I don't know why this is. In fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to refresh this board here because that's probably the issue right now. And I truly apologize to all you listeners why I'm not able to get this up and running. This is crazy. Okay. I'm connected. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the technology, not so technical, bro.
It's crazy. It really is. It's truly crazy. So it's not working in my favor today for some crazy reason. All right, so let me go ahead and reboot and get back to the board. And we'll go ahead and work on that. Janet, are you still there? Janet Davis, are you still there? Okay, I lost Janet, and I don't know why. This is not a good day for the TMGF, I guess. Let me try.
Sorry, but I'm still with you.
All right, I appreciate that. Let me just make sure. So I'm losing connections here for some reason, and I don't know why. Oh, this is not good. This is not good. Let's see here. Okay, so Joe, you're still here. That's great. Let me see.
I'm still here.
Yeah, I see that you're still here on the phone line. So let me see what is going on here. This is not good at all.
Well, in the meantime, let me share with you a little bit about Soul on Fire.
Sure, go ahead. Please do.
Soul on Fire is a new album. It's going to consist of maybe 8 songs. We're going to have R&B, smooth jazz, gospel, reggae, and a little bit of pop. I think people are going to really enjoy every song. You've heard the first two, Inside You and Love Me to My Soul. Both of them have rave reviews. I'm hoping that that's my goal, is to make sure every song on the track gets the same kind of attention. But we're going to do our best to make as many great records on this that people are really going to enjoy. And I'm releasing them single at a time because I want people to pay attention to each song. I don't want to put out an album and then I only get a little bit of love like I did the first go around. So that's why we're doing it single at a time, because people need to really get a chance to hear the work that's going in and the effort that's going into this record. I've been working on it for quite a few years. I'm really proud of it.
Can you share with everyone we discussed this before, but I mean, when you said about, you heard someone say, or the person that shared with you about, they wanted that person to love them to you. So how often does that happen? Because there's some artists who, you know, they go by life experiences, but you said that here's where someone said something, which is interesting that kind of clicked in your mind to write the song.
It resonated
and
so deeply with me, Michael. It was the resonation, man. When we had that conversation, it was just a conversation between two friends. And, you know, she just earnestly said, I need him to love me to my soul. I've been here before, but this time around, this is my forever time. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I feel exactly the same way. you know, I'm acting the same way, which is why I'm not remarried, because I'm like, nah, nah. I got to check this out and get some free tires. But she found the right key for her, and it just made sense to me. So the song came easy, because you're talking about loving someone to their soul, you have to look beyond the sexual and see the person for who they really are. What are you showing me that's keeping me interested in you all this time? That is that where sex isn't a part of it. Because, you know, when you start getting good loving, you know, that's a kind of an eraser until it isn't anymore. So I love the fact that they started without that and said, hey, we're going to put that on hold until we really see each other clearly. And I just love that whole concept. I haven't been bold enough to do it because, you know, I'm still me. But I get I get the concept, bro. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's just an awesome story there because, you know, I had now this is totally off key, but I was talking to an employee or coworker, and they were on the phone talking to their mom, and they said, "Well, mom, I'll have to do that on my next paycheck." And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And to be honest, I mean, I'm not a songwriter. I said, but you know what? People say that a lot. I'll have to do it on my next paycheck, right? And I just started toying with it, and I clowned around with another guest who's been on the show, St. James. And he said, man, you know what? He said, send me that whole idea.
It's a song, isn't it? Saint is another one, man. He is one of those dudes that he is music. I love Saint James. If we had a record awesome industry, that dude would be a multi-billionaire. Because his awesome singer, he makes great records, he's full of ideas, and I just love his spirit, man. He's all about it. And, you know, this is my neighborhood, man. All these people are right here in my neighborhood. You know, St. James is right down the street. I mean, this is our community. There's some real world-class people in this little neck of the woods, bro. You know, this is where it's happening. And I feel so connected because I can go around the corner and knock on DOA's door or Joe Archie's door or Ivan Johnson's door, you know what I mean? Or, you know, Imani, you know, just so many, Damani Rhodes. There are world-class people in Sacramento, and Derek Allen is the godfather, you know,
right.
Half of Kim's band, Joe's band. These are people that are come up under Derek's tutelage. So he is not only the king maker in art and production, but as far as spreading that excellence to these younger musicians and having them lead the world and come out and perform for millions, I feel very blessed. Even though I'm not on that level, I get that love from them, and these records are great. Whether I never get to radio or not, to major radio, because you guys are supporting me. When I say radio, I don't mean internet radio. I mean terrestrial, BDS, where we're actually counting those things and those checks are rolling in. You know what I mean? That's what we're trying to get, and that's where they're trying to keep us out. There's so much great. If it weren't for people like you and independent radio, there would be no independent artists. All the great R&B music right now is independent. It really is the truth.
That's
there are
true.
So many phenomenal artists that most of the people in the country will never hear from. Because
exactly.
We don't own
a
major network. We don't own anything. We don't own anything. And that's what Bill was trying to say. And that's what Byron Allen was trying to say. We need ownership of our own narratives so that we can raise our community. We can't do that with other people owning the narratives in our community and setting us up for failures. And that's what goes on.
Exactly.
No other community can target this kind of negativity like ours.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on here because I'm not getting access to the board. Let me see 1 second. Just give me a second here. And this is definitely becoming a bust, which I don't like, because something here is not working right. On Blog Talk, I'm not able to contact him, and I'm not able to get the other callers back on to the board. This is not good.
Oh, wow.
I'm very upset. Yeah. I don't know if they're still LinkedIn. So what I'm trying to do is
You're still broadcasting.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's recording, but I haven't even received a text from I haven't even received a text from my co-host to let me know what's going on their end. So
can you text her? Have you texted her privately on the back channel?
Well, even my phone is acting crazy at the moment, and I don't know why.
Okay.
And I hope I don't have a bug on my phone. I really hope so that it's not happening, because it's jumping back and forth to different things, and why it is doing that, I don't know. So,
well, we can.
Oh my goodness!
You want to do this again?
Ridiculous. Yeah, we're gonna have to try to redo this. Wow, this is crazy. I've never seen this happen before, and I truly apologize. Let me see if I can hit. Hold on a minute. I'm trying to get a connection here. Wow, this is crazy. This has never happened. Okay, so it's showing I do have a connection. It's definitely showing that I'm connected to the internet. So let me go back to the Blog Talk Radio page. For all of you, if you still can hear me, please bear with what's going on. And, okay, now I'm getting a call from Janet. Hold on a minute.
We got some dead air, family. First of all, I am very, very grateful to have been involved in this interview. Things happen and we keep it moving. But I look forward to coming back and talking to you guys again about this phenomenal album that we have. Because Soul on Fire is going to be one that people want to purchase. I'm going to print a few CDs for some overseas buyers that have already connected me based on the single that they've heard. Other than that, I'm going to have strictly digital access to this record. And there may be some vinyls printed from a UK company that's interested. But other than that, we're going to keep it strictly digital. I'm not going to be printing a bunch of CDs anymore. If some of you would like to get a CD or have an album of this new album or anything like that, just hit me on my website, and anything you want, we'll make sure you get it. If you want an album, CD, vinyl, whatever you want, just let us know, and we'll contact you, let you know how to pay for it, and we'll get it out to you. Because this album's going to be great. Michael, I'm going to say thank you, and I'll let you deal with these problems. I'm assuming that you're still working on it, and I've got to run to another situation. So God bless you, brother, and thank you for inviting me. And to Brother Lilo Thomas, whom I absolutely love as an artist. Brother, God bless you. And I wish you the best. Congratulations on your Hall of Fame induction. Well, well, well deserved. God bless.
Wow. Wow. Can you hear me?
Okay, so I'm opening up mics now, and I apologize to everybody. Okay, so now I can hear everyone. I have no idea what just occurred. I really don't have any idea what just occurred. I'm opening up mics now. I'm not going to get into that whole thing because Blog Talk, I'm really fed up with you. Joe Levy just left, unfortunately. He had to leave. And let's see. I think we have Lilo on board. Denise Wilkerson, let me see. I can get her back because she just texted me. I'm sorry I can't just answer everybody's phone calls. I have to see what's going on this end, okay? So I can't explain. So everybody calling me, asking me what's going on, I'm trying to figure the crap out myself, okay? So without further ado, let's keep going, all right? So I do believe, one moment, and I'll just make sure everything is right. I'm just checking it out and making sure I'm not going to have to deal with it. That just came out of the blue during the conversation with Joe. And I'm very upset. But I'm going to go ahead and keep it going and open up the mic and welcome to the show, Mr. Lilo Thomas. Lilo,
hello.
I believe you're here on the board, and I just opened up your mic, so thank you so much. All right, city audience. Okay, city audience, that's enough. Okay, I told you all that's enough. Okay. Welcome to the show, Lilo. And thank you for your patience.
Yeah, thank you.
Man, thank you so much for your patience. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, things just started acting crazy here on the board. I had to keep trying to reload. And, you know, and then everybody's trying to call me to ask me what's going on. I'm like, you know what? I can't tell you what's going on. I'm investigating.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy. You know, it's when you're live, and I mean, we were having a great conversation with Joe Levy, and Joe was like, he was talking about how he loves you and this, that, and the other, and listening to your music, and I was like, looking for the segue for you to come in. You guys have a great chat, and all of a sudden, this crap happens. So, my apologies, but
yeah,
welcome back again.
Thank you so much. I'll have to check Joe's website out to hear that song he has. It sounded really interesting.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's awesome. But I'm trying to, and I think I kind of narrowed it down to where the problem is. Something in my phone, because when I try to text now, it's not letting me get to where I'm trying to go to. But I'm trying to get Denise. I'm trying to text her for her to come on because that was a scheduled plan. So let's see here. Make sure. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send it over here. Wow, that is crazy. Okay, so let's go ahead and move forward. My brother, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Last Sunday, I believe it was.
Yes.
Please share with the listeners.
Atlantic City.
Yep. Right, in Atlantic City. Please share with the listeners what this event was all about. Because some of them probably don't know, but this is an awesome honor, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was the National R&B Music Society. And, you know, they do a lot of different events with R&B artists. You know, a lot of people were there, like Black Ivory, and, you know, Melissa Morgan and Allison Williams and Double Exposure, Blue Magic. There was a lot of, you know, older artists there. And everyone came together just to have a great time there. And it was a gala. And, you know, they gave me an award, the Unsung Hero Award.
Okay. Are you in?
Yes, we're all here. And
all right, so let me call back in.
No. Stay.
See you.
Okay, right here. Okay.
Denise was in.
Yeah, I heard her.
No, I... Oh, wow. And I guess now Mike is on.
Yeah, it's just me and you.
Cotton?
Hello?
I thought I heard cotton.
Oh, no. This is Lilo.
Yeah, I thought I heard a cotton right after Denise hung up. Anyway, this is Jan.
I didn't hang up.
I'm still
also,
here.
You hear? Okay, because I could have said cotton.
Can y'all hear us?
Yes.
The gang's all here.
Yes.
Was it Denise?
Yes, finally.
Yes.
And now Mike is gone.
For some reason.
Yeah. So, Denise, since Mike has stepped away and we can still talk and you can hear, we can hear you and Lilo, can you go on and do whatever you have to do as far as conducting?
Oh, absolutely. And my Lilo is on. Lilo, how are you, my baby?
Yes.
I'm good, Denise. How are you doing?
I'm great. We
you.
Took one of the most finest, amazing pictures together. I want to thank you for that, brother.
Yeah.
It's been a beautifully amazing journey for us over the years in this R&B music game. And one of the things that I was going to talk about was the amazing event that we attended at the Claridge Hotel in Atlantic City on Sunday evening. Sponsored by the National Rhythm and Blues Music Society. And I have to say, and I know you will agree with me, kudos to Miss Vanessa Jordan-Gaston. Woo-hoo!
Big kudos. Oh, yeah. She did her thing. You know, she's taking it to the next level now.
Absolutely. She has had that amazing organization. I know I've been a member since almost inception for about 10 years. And it's a much-needed organization because it's one of the few that is truly paying homage to the godfathers and grandmothers and grandaunts of this music industry. So many individuals and groups that are going unrecognized in mainstream media. And Vanessa and the National R&B Music Society have made it their business to shine a light on all of these amazing artists. Lilo, you were one of the artists that was honored that evening.
I was happy about
that. And I'm telling you, I was so happy to see you because, you know, our paths have crossed over the years so many times. I just wanted to briefly mention some of the other individuals who were honored. Marshall Thompson, the Godfather, known as the Godfather. I love the way they call him the Godfather of the Shylights. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that, it's like amazing.
He
appeared via a video.
Well, hold tight just for a minute. I just need to let you guys know I'm back. I don't know what the heck is going on, but we're going to keep it moving because that's what we do. And I know we're behind schedule of what we had scheduled to do, and Lilo, I know that you have some other appointments you have to get to. Hopefully we could squeeze in a few things up until at least 7:30 at the most. Is that possible?
Okay. Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So let's talk about Lilo for a minute. And Lilo, tell us what you got going on, sweetheart. What's your latest project, and what are you into?
Oh, well, I released a compilation, Slow Jams, and I'm looking to release a new single on May 20th. It's called Truth Be Told. I'm excited about that.
Amazing. I love it because just as Michael was just talking with Joe Levy, I guess we're all considered independent artists these days, right, Lilo?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's
one of the things that I found interesting that Joe was talking about is how we approach it. So let me know, you know, talk to the audience a little bit about how you're approaching getting your music heard and out there. Because I know you have a lot of also international work as well. But what is going to be your approach to get this music heard throughout the you know, the U.S. as well as on an international market?
Yeah, well, definitely social media has kind of level the playing ground. You know, if you really get into that, you can create a really nice audience. And I think it's a little easier for me because I was out there on a major label. And, you know, now it's just about, you know, bringing that audience back in with me. And the international thing, I still get on radio out there, and I still can perform out there. So it's a little easier for me as an independent at this point, because I can still go on some of these radio stations. They may not add my music, but while I'm there, I get a chance for people to hear it, you know, and I do interviews like that. But I'm thinking the biggest thing is probably social media, and then going live, you know, just doing live shows.
Yeah. And do you find the international market is a little bit more receptive and accepting than the local markets?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're still embracing, you know, the R&B music. You know, my Spotify, I can see, you know, who's adding my stuff to their playlist. And, you know, you can see what your audience looks like. That's one of the things that I do like about social media. You can actually pinpoint certain markets. You know, like I haven't been to Paris yet, but I have a really big market in Paris. And London, I go there a lot. And, you know, so you can really get a chance to see, you know, your audience. In Brazil, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, we want to go to Brazil, Lilo. I know that's right. Well, that sounds very exciting. And, of course, you know, all of us here on the Michael Gay Show Network all mm-hmm. wish you the best in every endeavor. And, Michael, I'm going to turn it back over to you, my darling.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm still recuperating.
Yeah, and again,
I
want to
apologize.
Still recuperating from the award show. I'm still recuperating from last Sunday. You know, I've been sitting home with this pandemic, and I did this one run, and I was exhausted. I don't even know how I'm going to get back and do some stuff out there.
Can you imagine how bad it was for us? Because we were there from Friday night mingling and hanging out. But it is an event that and an organization that I think people should be more aware of, made more aware of. The National R&B Music Society, they are going to have their all-white affair actually coming up July the 22nd. And so I would encourage everybody to go on Facebook, look for the National R&B Music Society, and on July 22nd, they're going to be doing their all-white affair. So I hope you'll be able to show up for that, Lilo. I hope I get to see you again there,
sweetheart. Yeah, I hope you get out for that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, let me know because the thing is that, well, you know, the National R&B Music Society, of course, is on all social media platforms, and they share so much information, and I always pay attention to it. Lilo, I want to ask you, when you got that mm-hmm. phone call, I'm just assuming there was a phone call that, hey, look, you're going to be an honoree.
Right.
What was that feeling like, though, that you're in a class of individuals? You know, what was that feeling about?
I was excited. It caught me totally off guard. And, you know, I excited to, you know, be one of their nominees, you know, their honorees. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing when people acknowledge, you know, what you do out here for a living. And you know, I just appreciate it, you know.
Right. Exactly. Now, prior to you coming
on. Grateful.
Right. And prior to you coming on, we had Mr. Joe Levy, who's an awesome artist in the Sacramento area.
Right.
Sacramento.
Right.
California. Has an awesome track out. He has many of them. But you've done many great tracks. And when you were on the show before, you know, we talked about the sounds of Mr. Kashif. We'll just say Kashif.
Yeah.
When he was, which he had a sound that was just so distinct because, of course, he produced you. He produced Evelyn Champagne King. You just know that sound. Just like you know the sound of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. You know the sound of certain, you know, like Leon Silvers. And even to this day, when I hear those songs from yourself and also from Evelyn King, I think of Kashif because he created that sound.
Yeah,
and at that point, you always knew No, go ahead, sir.
Okay, yes, but Kashif, yeah, I did a lot of vocals for Kashif. My songs were produced by Paul Lawrence Jones.
Yeah, but Paul,
and,
I'm
so
sorry.
A lot of people,
I apologize.
Yeah, Paul Lawrence Jones produced my records. I did a lot of vocals on Kashif's records, which a lot of people, you know, get that a little confused because they're hearing me. And then
I'm glad you corrected me.
Yeah.
I'm glad you corrected me.
That's how that one goes.
So it's just a great mixing pot of you two working,
yeah,
you know, together. Now,
yeah,
I want to go ahead and do this real quick. Of course, there are some young folks out there that probably don't know who you are that are listening, right?
Right.
But they've heard your music because mama played it or daddy played it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to play a little sample. Well, I want to play, and I know you only have a certain amount of time because you do have other engagements to go to. Mm-hmm. But what I found interesting, I found something of you, a video of you, that I was not aware of, and I said,
"Am
wait
I
a minute.
Aware of it?"
It's you performing a classic song,
uh-huh,
a classic Temptation song.
Right.
Do you recall doing it?
In Brazil, I think I did. I did the Temptation song was really big. And is it the one that I did in my house?
No, this is in front of a live audience. Let me give you a sample.
Okay.
You mind? I'm going to give you a sample of it, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
This is Lilo Thomas.
Brazil,
and
that was very nice.
Wow!
Listen,
and when
I 79 on the U.S. R&B charts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And you know,
yeah,
and
I
when I saw the video, I said, "Whoa, wait a minute! I didn't know he did that." And I just had to share that with you. And I looked at the video. And by the way, for you all that's listening to the show, go on YouTube. You can see the whole video. And Lilo was so smooth with this song, right? The audience is just staring at me like, you know, and he just got there. And you did it in a way, you kind of like did it your own version because you added some words, in a sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That I thought was kind of different and unique because a lot of times, a lot of artists can't get away with doing a remake. But the way you did it, I was like, okay, that's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to keep it classic, but then bring my own thing to it. You know, I wanted to keep it classic, but, you know, just kind of give it a little something that says, oh, that's Lilo, you know.
Right. But, you know, we know you from a lot of your great hits One of my favorites, of course, is Downtown. I love that. I love Good Girl. But here's one that, I know this is the reason why you are in the Hall of Fame. This cut here, such an amazing track. Let's take a listen.
That's
you know,
I do shows. I have to do that one.
You got to do it because
they always ask me.
Well, the thing is that where the moment you do, I can't do the note, but you know what I'm saying. When you do that part, you know the crowd is going to sing along with you. You know,
oh, yeah,
they wait.
Yeah, they definitely.
Do, they got to sing along with it. Now,
yeah.
Here's another thing. I mean, you know, we've talked before. You had a single out called
mm-hmm.
Drinking, which I think is a very interesting
oh, yeah.
song. Great story,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to play that too. But when you perform and you sing the songs, now there are some artists that will be like, you sing along with me or you sing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that, say, for instance, New Edition's on the road. Now, most of us, or you guys, I should say us, because I'm not in that group, but some of them, you know, can't hit the notes. But I've noticed you still
yeah.
can hit those notes, my brother. What is
oh,
it that
yeah.
you do to keep your voice still the same?
I guess it's what I don't do. I don't really drink. I don't smoke, you know, and I work out a lot, you know, and I sing every day. I sing when I'm making my music, you know, and I'm writing, I'm singing, you know, I'm sad, I'm singing, I'm happy, I'm singing. So it just stays with me.
That's fantastic.
You know, it's all about
man.
Like breathing control. Yeah, it's just breathing. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, just taking care
yeah.
of your lungs.
Right, and I know we're getting down to the last few minutes to holler at you, but I want to go ahead and make sure that anybody that has any questions or comments have a chance to speak with you. My co-host Janet Davis is standing by, and also
mm-hmm.
I see some folks on the board. Real quick, if you have any questions or comments for Mr. Lilo Thomas, please hit the number one or get into the chat room and post them. I'll read them.
Mm-hmm.
We only have a few minutes left with Lilo. So, Janet, your mic is open. Any questions or comments?
Well, Cotton is on, also Michael, so maybe she might want to have something to say first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the board was acting crazy, so I guess, yeah. Okay, I have her mic.
But she's talking to Cotton. She's there. Cotton.
Okay. Go ahead,
Cotton. Who's
Cotton? Who's Cotton? Hi, everybody.
Hey. Any questions?
I just want to say I love your music. I appreciate
you
coming on this show. I'm borderline groupie / supporter, so you have to forgive me with the giggles because I'm still that girl.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with smiling a little bit, you know.
Was that all you wanted to say?
No, yes, no question. I just wanted to say, you know, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm glad I was able to hear your songs, and we were able to talk a little bit before we got the board back up and running. And I just love all your music and everything, you know, just continue doing you. I mean, you know, and hopefully we'll be able to see you sometime soon in the Atlanta area.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll definitely be out there. I used to do Atlanta a lot, you know, back in the day, so I definitely got to get back out there.
Yeah,
please do.
I think, we'll enjoy you.
And okay, so I know you got to run, and when you have to go ahead and go, I'm definitely going to go ahead and take the music break. You'll hear his single "Drinking," and you guys listen closely. What I love about this song, just the percussion work in it, because you guys know me, the ones who do know me. I mean, I play drums all my life and everything, and I pay special attention to percussion. You know. A lot of folks don't realize a piano is a percussion instrument. Look it up. Any striking instrument is a percussion instrument. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. But the hammer sticks and strings. Yeah. I played drums for many of years. I haven't played in quite a few years, but that's what I started doing as a kid. I started playing drums. I used to be in bands and this, that, and the other. But what I want to talk to you about are those fly hats that you always have on, my brother.
Ah.
Okay. Those got to be Stetsons, okay? You always have a different fly hat on. They got to be Stetsons. Now, a lot of you young brothers might have a closet full of tennis shoes, but I think Lilo probably has the biggest collection Stetsons hats. Am I right?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I got caps. I can't afford a Stetson. I'm sorry. But those are fly, man.
Yeah. I also support the young designers. You know, they make hats for me, and you know, I try to stay close to that because I love hats. My dad was a hat wearer, and I got it from him.
Wow.
And I love stuff. You know.
Okay. You know, there's a friend. Mm-hmm. There's a coworker of mine. He started his own line of clothing, his own called Comfy with a K. And then he shared with me just yesterday that, hey, look, I'm doing caps and hats, and he's doing rhinestone type stuff. And I'm gonna get more information from him. And he was asking me my opinion about how to make money off of it. He told me how much it costs him to make the hats. He asked me, you know, so what do you think I should charge for this? And I said, well, the first thing, you have to look at your overhead, you know, and then what do you want to get? And, of course, I asked him, how much time does it take you to make the hats? I said, so now you got to figure how much you want to get paid per hour that you make each hat.
Right.
He said, okay.
Yeah, does he make custom hats? You know.
Right. It's customized.
Do it custom, you know. Right.
Yeah, he does it by hand and everything. So I'm gonna see if he could make you a rhinestone Stetson hat. That'll be good.
Hey, you can't play with Stetson. The Stetson is hot, you know.
Man, it's number one. And when I saw the process, when I saw the video, what they do to make those hats, it's worth the money.
Right.
True enough. Mm-hmm. You know, the work. Before we let you go, what can you share with everybody that's listening? Because you have had a long career in this industry. Of course, you're going to continue. We look forward to more of your music. But what would you share for anyone that is willing to travel down this road, this path of music? I really wanted to ask you another question, which I asked all the guests about, you know, the difference between the hip hop or the rap compared to the R&B, where the violence is that's going on in the hip hop and rap. We never really had that going on in R&B and soul music. With that all being mixed together, what can you leave us with?
Well, I think the rap music, I mean, there's some rap music that I really enjoy listening to, but, you know, rap music was built on, you know, basically the streets and, you know, kind of a violent thing, and that was the appeal of it, where in R&B it was all about love and, you know, a member of, you know, being in the basements with the red lights and, you know, just you
blue
know,
lights
you
in the
got
basement.
Your lady
yep.
in there, or you know, the basement and the red light, you know, that's what you, mm-hmm. you know, you spent your weekends on, you know, looking forward to. So it's about love.
Right.
And I think that's the major difference of it. But, you know, I think for any artist coming out today, you know, it's just about being up with your social media and, you know, have some kind of, you know, integrity in your music. You know, it's very
right.
important because when you put it out there, you know, things come back. And if you're putting love out there, then love comes back to you. And people want to hear that, especially now. I mean, there's so much going on, and we're so, you know, just out there today with being confused with what's going on in the world. And, you know, I think people are ready to hear, you know, those love songs again and just music to help them get back on track. So I think that's a very important thing now.
Exactly.
I have time for another question, Michael.
Go ahead.
I do have this question for you.
Okay.
Some years ago, a friend of mine asked me to write a poem about his first love. And so I
right.
did that. His first love happened to be piano. And
okay.
so my question to you is music your first love?
Absolutely. You know, I started off, music has just always been there for me. Like I said, when I get sad, I sing. When I'm happy, I sing. It's I don't know what I would do, you know, if I couldn't sing anymore, or if I couldn't perform anymore. It's just a part of my life. You know, it's a big part of my life.
That's a fantastic answer because you know what?
Yeah.
I feel the same way. You know, and Lilo, I'm gonna let you go, but I posed this question once mm-hmm. before. What would the world be like if music was taken away today? If you were
that would
told,
be a very sad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be bad.
If there was no movies with soundtrack, if there was no TV show with introduction, if there was no music, what would the world be like? Because music is a universal sound, regardless of the language that you speak, you know the sound.
Absolutely.
Of music. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
That we do communicate with.
Yeah.
There's no color.
Go ahead. As a kid, and my friends used to look at me like I was weird. I said, I'm going to do music and do it for a living, or I'll just be a bum. And they used to look at me like I was nuts. But that's just how committed I was to, you know, music was my life. So I wasn't taking no or anything, you know, that I wasn't going to be able to get into this the way that I wanted to. And,
exactly.
and that's the thing, especially with now, you have to be so much about your music. You know, I mean, I do my own concerts. I do my own records. You know, you have to be a part of all of that, you know, and it's a 24-hour job, you know, but you love it.
You live and breathe it. And you eat it for a little term, but that is just your
exactly.
it's a life source.
Exactly.
To be honest,
you have to.
It's really a life
yeah.
source.
Yeah.
Well, Lilo, I truly appreciate you at the last minute coming on, and I apologize for the issues that happened technically, but thank God we got through it. And you know, the devil is busy, but you know, I'm not going to let him you know bring this down. You know, there's folks in here that like to do, you know, do harm and hurt to positive things. So again, please share, if you don't mind, how we can contact you, get your music on the social media platforms before you go.
I'm on Spotify and Facebook and also Amazon, Apple. So I'm on all the platforms and you can come to lilothomas.com. And, you know, that'll give you all the information. And I do want to take a minute and say hi to Joe Levy. I didn't get a chance to hear his music, but I will definitely, you know, look for his site and start to follow him. I thank him a lot for, you know, enjoying my music. And I definitely want to, you know, hear what he's doing.
Fantastic, man. Yeah, look him up, you know, and I hate that because I want to segue you right into him because he spoke so highly of you.
At least I have 20 minutes.
Before you came on the air. All these shows are archived so you guys can always listen, and hopefully I'll edit the drop that happened. But without further ado, we have to let Lilo go. He's a busy man. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
You know,
so much.
That's an honor. I'm pretty sure. Please come back when you can. Okay, we definitely would appreciate it.
I will definitely. Where's Denise? Did she leave?
Bob here, Lilo. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I hear you. I wanted to know how
my
doing?
Baby. I listen. You know, I love you, and you know, I can't wait to see you. Let's do this sooner rather than later. Austin's going to reach out to Kim, and we're going to try to do something so we can turn New York out. How about that?
Oh, definitely, definitely. That sounds really good. You know, how's Zeus doing?
Zeus,
how's Zeus doing?
And Lilo, I definitely would love for you to give the TMGS. I would love for you to give the TMGS a drop. You know what I'm talking about. Since you've been on before and back again, please send us a drop. We would truly appreciate it.
Okay, great. Just send the Kim what you know if you have your slogan or your whatever you say, and I'll do that. All right.
Thank you so much.
Attention
you guys.
Thank you guys.
Bye, Lilo.
Thank you, my brother.
All right.
Wow. Amazing.
That's a good brother That's a good brother.
With a good, you're right, a good brother. Again, we have to give a round of applause to Mr. Lilo Thomas being here
Woo-hoo!
Again. Yes, give it up for Lilo.
That's right.
Y'all. Yes. You know, I'm very disappointed, to be honest, that what has just happened. I'm going to have to get in touch with Blog Talk, find out what's going on. I don't know what happened. Really don't know.
Joe,
but, you know,
a wonderful
keep them...
message for Lilo. That if he listens to the archives, he'll hear what Joe had to say about him.
Oh, yeah. I heard what he said, and that's awesome, you know, and I'm going to probably put that and send it to Lilo because that's a very great – I mean, that was a great compliment that, you know, that he actually was – you know, Lilo was part of the reason why he started becoming the singer that he is. You know, that's a great compliment, you know, and I appreciate him sharing that. Okay, so we have about a little less than 15 minutes to go before we shut down the show. Since things didn't go as planned, to say, but I really want to just quickly look at something that we can kind of like close out with. The first black Supreme Court justice was just put into office. Female, I should say, the first black female in history. What do you ladies think about this? Will it make a difference in our Supreme Court? Something that we can just say real quick in 15 minutes. What do you think about it?
Well, you know, I'm going to say this, Michael. There's no, we can't predict how she's going to be received once she gets there. But I can tell you, and what I think is supremely important right now, is the impact that she has made on young women of color, just based upon a lot of the reports that I have seen here in the North. Young women of color have observed how this woman, distinguished woman, was treated by certain individuals in the Senate. And they have seen her come out on the other end shining. And she has set a brilliant example for young women in terms of young women and of color in terms of reaching a goal and achieving a goal and what it looks like to be dignified. If she could just, you know, if that could permeate among especially our youth to understand what it means to be a dignified black female, she has set such an amazing example of that. And I would hope that, you know, that's the tip of the iceberg in terms of the impression that she's making. And we know, we all know that once she gets into office, that's going to be another, you know what I mean, another hurdle to overcome. She's obviously been adjudicating cases all this time. She surely didn't get to the position that she's in now without having some skill and you know, about what she does, right? Because she didn't just come out of nowhere. This woman's been on the rise in the judicial sector for some time now. So, you know, that will remain to be seen. But certainly she has set an amazing example and set herself up as an amazing, you know, even for me, you know what I mean? She handled a lot of that stuff better than I'm sure I would have. With people coming at her, and it taught me a deep lesson about just how to maintain your dignity in the face of, you know, adversarial types of conversations.
Right, the attacks that she's come under, and you look at the folks that you look at, Janet, we only have about maybe 10 minutes left. Janet, you brought to my attention the fact that, what's his name, he didn't even show up to vote. They waited on him. Paul Ryan, I'm sorry.
No, Ron
Janet,
Paul.
Ron Paul.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really think much about him, but he didn't even show up to vote, you know, which that says a lot. You know, he could have at least showed up and said yes or no, but he didn't even show up to vote. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, they were waiting for him, and he never showed up. What I liked about Jackson was also the way she carried herself. No matter what they put her through, she still came out, you know, on top. And when the speech she did was amazing, you know, because she told the truth. A black woman has to work 3 or 4 times harder than the average person in order to stay ahead of the game and can be smarter than the average people, but they want to always keep us down for some reason. Why? I don't know. But she made a lot of sense. And I also appreciated the fact that Joe Biden and Justice Jackson was holding hands when they were doing the vote count, and I thought that was awesome for everybody in America and around the world to see.
And can I say one more thing? Kudos to Cory Booker, because I felt that on the tail end, after she had gone through that fire, he kind of let her know that on the other end of that, there was a black man standing up for her. That's how men stand up for women. Not like
that's
that other situation. But anyway, that which shall remain nameless for the moment. But that is how, you know what I'm saying, a dignified. I love when our people present themselves in a dignified fashion. And he basically let it be known that he had her back and that he saw her and he was there for her.
Right.
And she's more to offer than any other Supreme Court justice that's ever sat in that seat. When you look at the list of all the achievements she's made compared to everybody else, it's a check mark in every box for her.
Before we get out of here, I want to go ahead because we didn't have enough time, we lost a lot of time talking to our guest, Mr. Joe Levy, and, of course, Legal Thomas. I want to play as much time as I have left the songs that you probably didn't hear, but I want to play these cuts. I want all the listeners on the Internet and everyone on the phone line in the chat room to get a clip of these songs. And you can go to YouTube and pull them up before we get out of here. And we might have a couple of minutes when I'm done with these songs. Next Saturday, make sure you tune in to TMGS. We're going to have some great conversations. And as always, we are the variety show. You never know who we may schedule, you know, at the last minute to come on, okay? It happens around this camp. We just happen to come across something that comes up at the last minute, you know, and we grab it. We just grab it and we run with it. And that's what makes us so different from so many broadcasts and so many shows. I want to thank my co-host, Janet Davis, of course, Cotton, Casey Campbell, the unbelievable, the multi-talented Miss Denise L. Wilkinson of the legendary Ladies of Sky, her sisters, and everyone that has been on the show, our guests, of course, Joe Levy and Mr. Lilo Thomas, all you callers that have called in, you know, during the shows and everything, we invite you to come back every Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time here on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, the Michael Gay Show. Hopefully soon we're going to have more shows coming up on the network and love for you to support us, you know, because we just try to do our best to share what we think is interesting to us and maybe interesting to you. And we're an open platform, so you're welcome anytime, every Saturday, and hopefully throughout the week. So without further ado, let's go ahead and take a listen to the single of Mr. Joe Levy, the new single, Love Me to My Soul, and we'll be with you.
can't find nothing. There's nothing better than love.
Thank you for listening to the TMGS on this perfect Saturday here in the ATL, and hopefully it's a perfect day for you wherever you are. We're going to close out with a track from Lilo Thomas called Downtown, where everybody will be congregating. Thanks again for listening. Tune in next Saturday. We'll see you then. Good night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and God bless. From the TMGS family, we love you.